News Talk 1080.
Panda.
And when we came, you're on there, Gix.
Am I on?
You are.
And a wonderful afternoon to you. It's the salon. Welcome to Garden
Gonna
Talk,
be an
everyone.
Interesting show.
Sure is. I think I might have some problems with my earphones, but welcome to Garden Talk, everyone, on this fine, fine Saturday in March. I'm Len Giddings.
And I'm Lisa Napolitano.
Who's going to help me limp through this show? I can see it right now. we have a discussion of this morning with Paul Tukey, and this is his brand new movie, along with Scott Real from HelpfulGardener.com. Scott, welcome.
He's not on.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Am I?
Yes. Yes, he is.
No, all right, now that I've got everyone turned on.
Oh, boy.
Paul, I hope not to lose you.
Into another dimension.
And then we'll have some time for open calls. Because spring is coming.
It feels like it's here today.
I was out thumbing through the perennials today, out, you know, scraping and scratching and looking, and things are starting to pop.
It's pruning.
And I saw this one fellow as I was going to pick up Lisa this morning. He was out raking. And all I wanted to do was say, no!
But we'll go into that in a little while.
We'll go to that. But first of all, Scott Real. Real, yes. is here, along with Paul Tukey. Paul Tukey, who is calling from, I'm not sure where Paul's calling from today.
It's hard to keep track of him. Let's ask him where he's at today.
Paul Tukey, are you there?
I am here, guys, and I am turned on, Len. I just want you to know.
I can't tell you how much that makes my days.
Good. Yeah. No, I'm actually calling from home, believe it or not.
He's in Maine.
This is my last day at home for almost 20 days. We head out on the next leg of the North American tour of our movie, A Chemical Reaction, starting tomorrow, thanks to Mr. Real.
Yeah.
We are having this major event in Hartford, beginning at 1 with a reception, and the movie's at 2, and then we'll have a question and answer session, which is sure to be lively. And we're hoping to get some people there. So that's where you come in, guys.
Well, we're going to try to help you do that. and we've seen the movie a couple of weeks ago, and I have to applaud you, Paul. It's really nicely done.
Well, it's Brett Plymail, the director, who deserves all the credit. As I tell people in the audiences, I just talk a lot. Brett is the one who followed me around for a while, and then we both went to Canada together. And then we went across around the United States some more, and we probably had a couple hundred hours of footage. And it was really Brett who, for a good part of the best part of 6 months, 7 days a week, and still to this day still tweaks things. This is just one guy. It's pretty funny when we go around to film festivals, because we've been accepted at some pretty major American film festivals, and they call me because I'm the executive producer. So they call me and they'll say, okay, well, who did the sound editing? And I'll say, well, Brett Plymail did. Well, who did the line editing? Well, that would be Brett Plymail. who did the sound? They'll ask me 10 questions, who did it? And I have the same answer every single time. And if you've ever watched movies and see the credits roll, you know, they usually go on forever, because you'll actually have a crew of 100 people to make a movie like we just made. And literally, Brett did virtually everything, because he was what we could afford, number one. We made the movie just as the North American economy crashed. But the movie holds up very well. We've won some awards at festivals, and I'm really honored that you guys went to see it. So thanks for going.
Oh, no, it was our pleasure. We didn't have any popcorn. That was probably
we had cookies,
there
though.
Was cookies and tea and coffee, thanks to the
Garden
ladies
Club.
At the Colchester Garden Club. Yes. Bless them.
Yes, but that. Oh, well. The movie that we're talking about is called The Chemical Reaction, a story of a true green revolution. And without giving away the storyline too much, Paul, what can you tell us about the movie itself? What are we going to... I know what I walked away with, but what are you hoping that the audience will walk away with?
Well, I think, you know, on the face of it, it's a movie about the first town in North America, a very small Canadian town, 5,000 people, decided that they no longer wanted weed and feed and Roundup and similar kinds of products on their lawns and gardens. And so they banned those products. And the companies that sell those products, in those days it was called ChemLawn, it's now called TruGreen, Cameron sued this little town, and the story on the screen takes you through the various court battles and what the mayor and the primary activist, it was a physician, a dermatologist actually, who brought her concerns to the town, and everybody thought she was a kook. So that's the first half of the movie, but what, you know, the takeaway point for me is, you know, that great Margaret Mead quote that Scott Reel is so good at quoting. Scott, take it away.
Well, thanks, Paul. Paul, actually, I was up in Maine. I was in the office. Paul comes bursting into the office room, and he's like, who is that quote? What's that quote about a small group of people? I said, never underestimate the ability of a small group of thoughtful people to change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. And that's a quote from Margaret Mead, famous anthropologist. And it's absolutely true, and it's my tiny little contribution to the movie.
Well, so that, I mean, that's, to me, Len and Lisa, that's the takeaway point, is that people say, oh, a movie about lawn chemicals, I'm not going to go watch that movie. Well, the movie, my view, is so much more than that.
Oh, it is.
It's about people taking control of their own community.
Well, much like the Tea Party. I have to tell you how close you are to the Tea Party movement in this, Paul. As much, you know,
it's grassroots.
It's grassroots. It really is.
I don't even want to go there.
I had to bring that up, Paul.
Yeah.
But the correlation is apt to some degree, maybe not in political variety, but certainly in where it's coming from. This was literally people wanted to do the right thing in their town, to do something that their town felt strongly about, and then a bunch of other people trying to take that right away from them.
Yeah. And so if you've ever, if you ever thought about what those lawn chemicals can do to you, because there are some personal stories. I think your own personal story is part of this, Paul. And that's what really I walked away with, that, your past follows you when you apply chemicals.
That's the scary thing. These things get into your fatty tissue in your body, these chemicals, and they stay there. They don't go away. And I'll just tell you anecdotally that I showed the movie in Wisconsin, and there was a golf course superintendent in the audience. And this guy, big guy, just, you know, what we call a man's man, and he literally came up to me afterward with a tear in his eye and said, you know, I just, my kid has had ADHD and has been battling all kinds of problems. He's 25 years old now. He's still battling problems. And he said, 25 or 26 years ago, when my son was conceived, he said, I was literally elbow deep in the sauce, he called it, and, you know, mixing the stuff with bare hands because he didn't know any better back then. And to think that maybe my doing that has caused my son's problems, and he just said, oh, my God, you know, you've opened up my eyes. And he's very, very emotional. And that is, you know, the chemical industry will have us believe that we put this stuff down as weed and feed and that it's gone. You know, you stay off the lawn for 24 hours and you're good to go. And it's just absolutely categorically not true. And I know I've, you know, to put Scott Reel on the spot again, but I know, and Len, you know the gentleman at Pride's Corner Farm who passed away, and I forget his name right now, but I know that Scott has often shared the story with me of how that gentleman felt about what gave him his cancer.
That's absolutely true. Jimmy used to tell me all the time, and I was basically kind of being brought up to replace him because he knew he was going. So I spent a very tight year with Jim Wright, and we talked about it a lot. And he said, I know you used to be a spray jockey too. He said, tell me that you wore the protective gear all the time, and tell me you wore the respirator and the Tyvek suit. Because I was back in the day when that wasn't cool. And I was back in the day when real men didn't use the protection.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and you know and I know what's killing me. And he was right. We both did know. Yeah. It was pretty obvious to both of us.
Well, Paul, we're going to take a break here and come back with more. If you'd like to talk to Paul Tukey, give us a call, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, *WTIC. Talk about lawns or your chemical reaction story. it's a good time to bring that up. And also, Paul, when we come back, I'm going to ask you, there's a little rumor around Connecticut that you are banned from entering Canada now, and we thought we'd straighten that out. So we'll be back.
I just hope I can enter Connecticut tomorrow, one day at a time.
Oh, yeah, we're waiting for you. The chemical reaction is being screened at, Trinity College, 300 Summit Street, Hartford. We all know where Trinity is. That's at 2 p.m. The cost is $10, and we're going to be talking more about that right after this.
Dave Ramsey here, bragging about my friends at Window World. Window World Comfort World Windows have the nation's highest-ranked consumer seal, the Good Housekeeping Seal. What it really means, folks, is that Window World offers you fantastic products at great prices. We're talking $189 installed. Call Window World at 1-877-643-4568 or go to windowworldct.com. Connecticut mandated low E at $42. Window World, simply the best for less.
This is Greg Hammond
and Scott Isles
from Planning for Tomorrow with Kelly Financial Group. Heard here on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. on WTIC.
Looking back over the last 10 years, many are referring to it as a lost decade. Levels of employment and financial market indices are the same or lower than they were 10 years ago.
And as we look ahead to the future, there are many uncertainties facing the economy and the financial markets.
Unemployment is high, foreign governments may default on their debt, and an increase U.S. deficit creates challenges for the economy with pressure on the value of the dollar, possible higher inflation, and the likelihood of higher income taxes.
So prepare for change, plan for the future, and call our office today at 1-800-416-1655 for a portfolio review to make sure that you have a plan to deal with the uncertainties ahead.
And join Greg and me every Sunday morning at 8:30 as we share our knowledge, tips, and suggestions to help you live for today and plan for tomorrow.
Kelly Financial Group is a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Securities Service Network, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The award-winning Bose Wave Music System. It's small enough to fit on a countertop, yet it can bring the depth and clarity of a large, expensive stereo to even challenging musical pieces. Forbes FYI says, you'll think you're listening to a system that costs five times more. And it's so easy to use. Just plug it in, sit back, and listen to your favorite CDs or FM AM radio. It's also available with an optional multi-CD changer. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-4680 to try the Wave Music System for yourself, risk-free for 30 days. And if you order by March 31st, you'll even receive a Connect kit for your iPod, absolutely free, a $99 value. Enjoy and control your music collection while your iPod recharges. Call 1-800-611-4680 today and ask about easy financing options with no interest charges from Bose. That's 1-800-611-4680.
We're Barish Medical, and we're 15 people fast. We used to have slow internet, x-ray,